From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, March 21st. The Plumas Unified School District is facing a serious budgetary crisis. It's $3 million in the red. To help close the gap, district board members passed a resolution at its meeting this week authorizing the elimination of up to 22 staff positions. According to reporting by the Plumas Sun, that would save an estimated $1.8 million. NSPR's Ken Duvall tells us the cuts weren't a surprise.
The possibility of staff reductions has been swirling since the board revealed the magnitude of the shortfall in December. The deficit accrued over several years, partly due to falling enrollment. Fewer students mean fewer dollars from the state, but the district also failed to reduce spending. The California Department of Education has assigned a financial advisor to help.
Critics say the fiscal crisis resulted from mismanagement by district business office staff and a lack of board oversight. When layoffs might occur has not been announced. In other news, North State residents could save more than $100 on their energy and gas bills next month. That's due to a credit PG&E is applying. Paul Moreno is a PG&E spokesperson. He says it's part of a California program that companies contribute to in order to pay for their emissions.
This April credit that our electric customers and gas customers will see on their April statement is called the California Climate Credit, and it's funded by the state's cap and trade program and then distributed to PG&E customers.
April's credit is for electric bills and gas bills. It reduces energy bills by about $125 when factoring in both utilities. Moreno says customers should also expect another climate credit on their electric bill this October. And a burlesque and drag variety show called The Stardust Review is happening at Duffy's Tavern this weekend. Performer Jess Thompson will be taking the stage under the name Hurricane Fran.
She was born at the Thrifty Bargain, actually. I found this cheetah print satin muumuu, and I just fell in love. And then I found gaudy jewelry, and I put that on, and I put rhinestones on my eyes. And one of my co-producers, my friend Leggy Majors, and I were sitting out there getting ready for a show and just, you know, riffing off each other and decided on this name, Hurricane Fran.
The show is celebrating its 3-year anniversary, and Thompson says it's all about the audience.
I want them to get joy and excitement and feel like they are witnessing something special, because I'm giving part of myself away every time I get on stage.
It takes place Saturday night. Doors open at 9 and the show starts at 10. Additionally, this week, the Red Bluff City Council voted to shut down a park that was being used as a designated homeless encampment. Only one of the 4 council members present voted against closing Samuel Air Park in 30 days. When that time's up, the city will begin enforcing its anti-camping laws there. The park has been a sanctioned homeless encampment for nearly 3 years, but City Manager Tom Westbrook says it was always meant to be a stopgap.
Was with the city council is that once the navigation center opened and started providing services, that they wanted to look at the kind of feasibility and the necessity of Sam Ayers as a designated camping area.
Westbrook says city officials are meeting to discuss how to notify campers and direct them to resources. He says some may move to camping at the adjacent Dog Island Park. It's not owned by the city and isn't subject to the city's anti-camping laws. And finally, Ampla Health in Yuba City has reopened its clinic. According to reporting by the Appeal Democrat, the newly remodeled building is now 40,000 square feet larger and has more than 50 examination rooms. There's also a lab and a pharmacy. That makes it the largest facility in the Ampla system. The paper reports that patients will have access to a spectrum of primary healthcare services, including medical, dental, eye care, pediatric, chiropractic, and behavioral health. The clinic will also offer faster express care services for urgent but non-emergency medical situations. It will be open on weekdays. And those were your headlines for Friday, March 21st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.